Hello, I'm Michaela, and this is Lactation Station. Welcome back to my conversation. Today, I want to talk about a couple of different things, and I want to start with nutrition. You know, right now, for majority of us that are stuck at home, it's really easy to just want to snack on all those yummy things that we love so much. And it's really important that we try to maintain, you know, a healthy diet. And you don't need a special nursing diet while you're lactating, but what you eat does need to be nutritionally balanced. And that means plenty of fruits and vegetables, as well as whole grains, such as oats. We all know how good oatmeal is for lactation. Brown rice, you know, you want to look at breads that are labeled whole grain, whole meal, or whole wheat. But you want to look at the other ingredients too, you know, make sure there's not a lot of sugars and stuff like that in them. You want to include proteins 2 or 3 times a day. You know, I eat yogurt. I love yogurt. As a matter of fact, my son said to me the other day that I eat too much yogurt. But yogurt, a boiled egg, you know, things that are really high in protein, meat, poultry, fish, beans, nuts, seeds, all those things. You know, if you're really craving a snack, maybe eat some cashews or some almonds instead of some M&Ms, because you still get that crunch, but you're not, you know, getting the fat or the calories from it. You do have a higher need for calories. Don't forget that. And most, you know, you need more calories and more nutrients while you're lactating. If you're not getting enough from your diet, then this can negatively affect the quality of your breast milk. And, you know, for us that are inducing, maybe we have a partner that we have suckle sessions with, and it may not seem like that big of a deal because you're not actually nursing a baby. And if you are inducing to nurse a baby, you know, those things are really important. But if you're nursing a partner, you still want them to have a quality breast milk. You know, you still want it to be, you know, have the fats and all that stuff in it that you would provide for a baby. You want to give them the best possible product that you can. You know, and not to mention that it can also be bad for your own health if you're not getting the calories and nutrients that you need. Therefore, it's more important than ever to eat a variety of healthy, nutritious foods, because sitting at home, doing nothing, trust me, I totally get that, you know, it's just easier to grab a snack off the shelf than maybe make something, but it's more important, you know, right now that you try to keep that your diet balanced. I found an interesting study the other day, and research showed that day milk, by contrast to night milk, has more active promoting amino acids than night milk. The iron in it in the milk peaks at around noon, and vitamin E peaks in the evening. Minerals like magnesium, zinc, potassium, and sodium are all highest in the morning, and daytime milk packs a special immune punch. So that was really interesting to me, because I know that, you know, there's a difference in like foremilk and hind milk, and the hind milk has a more fatty content to it, but I never realized that the structure of your milk was different, you know, in the morning than at night. So that's really interesting. And I wonder, it makes me wonder, does that correlate with how you get more milk in the morning than you do at night? That, you know, that's an interesting question. And I'm going to have to look further into that to see if I can find out more information, because I'd really like to know. Don't forget, and I already mentioned a little earlier, when you're lactating, your nutrients are sky high. And this is partially why you're so hungry. At least I'm hungry. I feel like I'm starving all the time still, because you need to keep your milk supply up. And you, as you, I guess, I don't want to say expel, but as you let milk away from your body, as your partner suckles or you express or whatever, and you remove milk, your milk is taking from the stores in your body. And if you don't replenish those, then, you know, it could cause you health issues. So it's really important that you keep those carbs up. And, you know, the best option that I can give you is just look for healthy carbs. and I switched from regular pasta to whole wheat pasta. I also do the vegetable rotini that's made with spinach and tomato. I actually think that it's really good. So I try to switch my carbs to carbs that are going to be better for me than ones that are just empty calories. Calories in general, you should simply listen to what your body says and eat to appetite. Like I said, I feel like I'm hungry all the time. So I eat all the time. And I've learned to recognize, you know, I need to have things around the house that I can eat all the time. You know, I buy grapes and raspberries and strawberries. I have frozen fruit in the freezer to make a smoothie. And I don't know about you, but if I use like a low-fat Greek yogurt and a little bit of honey and, you know, a handful of frozen fruit and make a smoothie, I get so full from that. And, you know, it really holds me over for a couple of hours and I don't feel the need to eat anything else. So just listen to your body. If, you know, if it tells you you're hungry, then you need to get something to eat. And this is usually all you need to do to get the calories that you need. You don't need to eat excess. You don't need to overeat. You know, just eat when your body tells you that you're hungry. You don't have to count calories. That's rarely necessary unless you're having a problem maintaining a healthy weight. Now, if you, you know, I don't recommend that you diet, and I don't think any lactation consultant would recommend that you diet per se. But like I said, you know, just adjust your eating patterns and change a little bit of the things that you eat. If you like pasta, try healthy pastas. You know, if you're looking for a protein to fill you up, try beans. I love beans. One of my favorite dishes that my mother used to make was red beans and rice. That's probably because we're Southern. And she used to make the best red beans and rice. And she'd make cornbread on Mondays. And that was just one of my favorite meals. So if you like beans, eat them because they're a good healthy protein and they'll help fill you up. Excessive dieting can reduce your milk supply, so be careful. But sensible dieting is generally not a problem. Like I said, just to kind of adjust your eating habits or your pattern so that you're taking in things that are better for you. The same with liquids, and I've said it a dozen times. It's not necessary to force fluids. Drinking to satisfy thirst is sufficient unless you are severely dehydrated. If you're severely dehydrated, then there's an issue. And, you know, you need to figure out why you're so dehydrated. But drinking extra fluids is not beneficial. It can cause discomfort, and it does not increase your milk supply. Let me say that again. Drinking extra water does not increase your milk supply. You know, you have to drink water. And remember, you get a good, you know, a portion of your liquids from other things. So, you know, you're not trying to consume 3 gallons of water to maintain your milk supply. If you eat fruits and vegetables, you get water there. You know, there's just a lot of different places you get water. Just drink to thirst. That's all you have to worry about. And it's not necessarily to drink only water. You know, you can drink juices. Just make sure they're not high in sugars and stuff like that. And our bodies can utilize water from any fluid. I'm not saying that you should sit around and drink a six-pack of soda, but, you know, I'll tell you, ladies, I have, my son says it's an addiction to Monsters, which I do drink them. I don't know. I drink like 2, maybe 3 a day, and whereas they're not good for you, and I know they're not good for you, there is a water content in them. So, you know, the water content of the Monster does help, but it's not a solution. So, you know, if you drink a cup of coffee or a cup of, you know, 2 cups of coffee in the morning, or you fly by Starbucks on your way to work, you're still getting fluid from those drinks. That just, you know, they shouldn't be the only thing you drink. Okay, so the main message on calories and fluids: eat when you're hungry and drink when you're thirsty. And that's it. It's just that simple. What happens if you have lost your supply, or you decided to let it go and now you want to relactate? Well, here are some tips for restoring your milk supply. First of all, pumping. We all know that pumping, you know, in place of a baby or a mouth or a partner is one of the best ways that you can bring your supply back. pumping 8 to 10 times in a 24-hour period, 10 to 15 minutes at a time, every day until you notice your supply increasing. You're pumping to increase your milk supply, so don't worry if nothing comes out at first. You know, it's the same thing that I tell people that are just starting out. Then there's the galactagogues, you know, the herbal supplements that helps to increase your milk supply. Still, the most common one is fenugreek. There's fenugreek, brewer's yeast, blessed thistle, and, what's the other one? Alfalfa. Those are the most popular ones. And I have a friend that, you know, uses brewer's yeast every day. She sprinkles it on her food. Blessed thistle. And there's a lot of people, you know, that do take fenugreek. I'm never going to tell you that you shouldn't, because if it works for you, it works for you. It didn't work for me. Well, it's not that it didn't work for me. I think I had an allergic reaction to it because I got really sick and I was all splotchy, not like hives, just, I don't know, it was weird, like the measles. But as soon as I stopped taking it, within like 24, 32 hours, you know, that all cleared up. So that was the only common denominator. You know, I put it in my system, I got sick, I took it out of my system, and I quit. So, you know, I'm just going to guess that that's what it was. And if you want to take it, then you should take it. Don't let me or anyone else tell you not to take it. Just be cautious with it. Don't take it until after you start having somewhat of a supply, because I have heard from a lot of people that it inhibited their supply and it made them, you know, take longer to get started with a good milk supply. So maybe wait till you're getting some little streams or, you know, consistent drops, then start the fenugreek. And you have to take enough that your urine starts to smell like maple syrup. That's when you know you have enough in your system. When your friend walks by you and goes, "Dude, did you have pancakes for breakfast?" You know you're on the right track, because now you smell like maple syrup. And that's how you know you have enough in your system. Eat foods that are known to help increase your milk supply. Things like oatmeal, garlic, carrots, fennel, nuts, green papaya, sesame seeds, and ginger all work to increase your milk supply. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do is make lactation cookies. They are so yummy. And there are so many recipes online that are easy to make and yummy to eat. And these cookies contain ingredients that will work to give your supply a boost. One of the biggest things that I tell people is don't stress out. Try to keep things relaxed and focus on the positive. Your milk will return. So, you know, the more you stress about it, the longer it's going to take. Don't worry in the early stages about how much or how little milk you're able to express. The nipple stimulation alone will be stimulating your body to produce more milk in the future. So, you know, the short-term goal is to start. The long-term goal is to see the milk. So that's what you have to keep in mind. Your short-term goal is in 3 hours to pump or express. Your long-term goal is in a month to have a good supply. So keep focused on that. Don't stress about the long-term goal, because all your little short-term goals will get you to the long-term goal. And you may get milk immediately if you've lactated before, but if you don't give up. Please don't give up. It may take some women only a few days to develop their supply back, and others pump for several weeks before they see a significant increase in their supply. So everyone responds differently to the process of relactation. It's very difficult to give a definitive time frame. You know, I can tell you that it took me 3 months. I can tell you that I have a friend and she's been at it for a year and just has a few drops. So everybody's body's different and your body's going to react differently to how things happen. So just don't give up on that. Relactation can be difficult and time consuming. We all know that, but it is possible, and you have to just make the time and decide you're going to do it. With the right support, information, and dedication, relactation works for women every day all over the world, produces happy and valuable results. So confidence and self-belief will help you on your journey. If you're having problems with letdown, I use a product called OxyLove when I have to pump. When my partner's unavailable and I have to use my pump, I got it on Amazon and it's called OxyLove and it works really well for me. Now, does it work because my head thinks it works? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not, but it works. And let me tell you, if you decide to get it, when I spray it, because you spray it up your nose, and it burns like no tomorrow. My eyes water so bad. And it says that, you know, to wait, I think 2 or 3 hours, but I'd say in about 45 minutes, you know, I feel like I need to pump. And so I go pump, and then I immediately feel my letdown. So like I said, I don't know if it works because it's in my head or because it actually works. But for me, it works. So if you're having problems with letdown, maybe try that and see if it works for you. I don't remember how much I paid for it, but I don't think it was that expensive. Under $20, or maybe right at $20. All right, ladies. Well, that's it for today. So I hope you guys have a great afternoon. I hope your weather is better than mine because it is so hot here in Vegas. You know, June, July, and August, I absolutely dread because I know it's going to be hot here. But somehow, always manage to get through it every summer. So I hope your summer is a lot cooler than mine. Have a great afternoon. This is Michaela at Lactation Station.